We're up to Yoredea, Siman Shin Chaf Dalet. In Hilchos Chala, last time we did the last Sif Yedalet, where we discussed the issue of not ducking the mitzvah of Chala, but to do a proper shear so that you can be mafresh Chala. Now we'll go to the beginning. Start with Sif Aleph. Okay, so Sif Aleph begins and then stops and goes to Sif Beis. So we're just going to quickly go through the beginning of Aleph and get into the juice of Sif Aleph. So let's take a look. Sif Aleph starts as follows, and this is based on the Mishnah Chala, which we'll discuss hopefully at length tomorrow. Min Shin Chav Dalet Aleph. Ein Chayav Echala El Chameshes Minei Tvua. Okay. Only the five grains are chayiv and chala. That's going to be discussed at length in Sif Beis. It's based on the first Mishnah in Chala. We'll discuss that tomorrow. Now, the rest of Sif Aleph discusses the shear. Right? We start backwards. We did Yadalad. You have to make sure not to duck the mitzvah by doing less than a shear. What is a shear? Where do we find the shear? How do we know the shear? So this is a Mishnah, a second Mishnah in Maseches Edyos. Shammai Omer Mikav Lechala. One kav is a shear chala. Now we're going to learn about measurements of old, and then obviously we have to be able to translate them into contemporary measurements. So Shammai says one kav, Hil Omer Mikabayim, two kavs. V'chachamim omrim, lo kidivrei zeh, v'lo kidivrei zeh, not like this and not like that. And the kav umechsa, not one, not two, one and a half is chayim and chala. Now, the measurements changed over the course of time and place. So then the Mishnah says, v'mishehigdilu hamidas omru, chameshes revo'im chayavin, five-fourths. Five-fourths means one and a quarter kav. So even though the Chacham say one and a half, because the kav changed over time, it turned into one and a quarter kav. Where do we get the measurement from? We're not going to go through all the math, but if you're a math person, there's a lot of work to be done over here. The Pasuk says, Reishis Ariso Sechem, the beginning of your dough, Ariso Sechem, and they learn that Kedei Isas Midbar, the dough that was eaten in the Midbar, which is an Omer, and the Pasuk says, Omer is Asiris Ha'efahu, a tenth of an Eifa. An Eifa is 18 Kav. That's the starting point, and then it continues, which we're not going to get into. The Mishnah in Chalam, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Chameshes Revoim Kemach, Chayavim V'Chala. One and a quarter Kav are Chayav in Chala. Okay. Now, we spent a lot of time going through Siman Tov Nun Zayin. And I didn't really think we needed to go through Tov Nun Vav, and we're not going to go through Tov Nun Vav. But this is discussed at length over here by us in Shin Chav Dalet, as well as in Tov Nun Vav. Because the Gemara in Pesachim tells us that you shouldn't make too big of a dough when you're baking matzahs, because you don't want it to become chametz. And it turns out that the shear that Chazal recommend for making matzah is the exact shear that's chayev and afrashas chala. Turns out that they're the exact same shear. So in Siman Tov Nun Vav, where it talks about baking the matzahs, how much dough you should make, so there it gives us the exact shear and how to arrive at the shear that we have for afrashas chala. Okay, so let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch by us. Shin Chav Dalet Aleph is starting again from the beginning. Ein Chay Bechala El Chameshes Minei Tvua. Only five grains. If you have a cornbread, if you have rice bread, rice cakes, corn cakes, whatever, no Chiyav Chala. Fine, that we'll discuss tomorrow. The Ein Chayev El Chameshes Revoim. It's only 5/4. It's one and a quarter. Umida Shemach Zekes. Now, how do I know how to do this? Umida shemachzekes arba'im v'shalosh beitzim. It's 43 eggs worth v'chomesh beitza. 43 and a fifth eggs worth. That's how much flour you need to put into the dough to be chayiv and chala. Memalanosa kemach, you fill up that amount with flour. Vaosa kemach, hu shir chala, that amount of flour is a shir chala. Ukishim memalim hamida kemach tiyem bechuka velo gidusha. You shouldn't pack it in, you shouldn't have it overflowing, it should be a regular measurement. Vehech yisharu ladat shimachzek esarvin v'sholos beitzim v'chomesh. How do you know if it's 43 and a fifth eggs worth of flour? Nisbayer b'tur orachayim. It's discussed in the Tur Orachayim. Hagov ha'ayim orachayim. Siman tof nun vav. So that's the one before tof nun zayim, where the shear of making matzahs, which is the same shear of Rosh Hashanah, is discussed. And there, it basically tells us, you take a big bowl of water, and you throw in 43 eggs. The water is filled to the top with water. Every egg that goes in, some water comes out. What do you call it? The displacement of 43 eggs. You can't start to do the fifth egg, one-fifth of an egg, but 43 eggs. So the water that comes out of that, let's say you take one bowl of water and put it in another bowl. So as the water comes out of the inner bowl, it flows into the outer bowl. And so whatever you have in the outer bowl, at the end of your 43 eggs, you add a little more for the fifth egg. That is the amount of flour that is chayiv in challah. Now, it is really a volume, although all the svarim talk about a weight. But it's really a volume, that's what we call it?
Volume, yeah.
Volume, not a...
Determine how much volume a kilo of flour takes.
Right, okay. For some reason nowadays they turned it into a weight. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, he also turns it into a weight. Our Shulchan Aruch over here continues, in Sif Aleph, Shulchan Dalet, U'mishkal chamesh yisravam kemach, the weight of a 1 1/4 kav of kemach is tof kuf chaf dram, 520 dram mikemach chitim shebimitzrayim of Egyptian flour. Okay, we don't work with these drams. And he says the same thing over there in Tof Nun Vav. Let's continue to finish off the Mechaber. Hagod note says Ramah. Kli hamachze, I didn't spend I spent a lot of time, but not on the specifics. Kli hamachzik eser etzbaot, al eser etzbaot. If you have a kli that measures 10 finger breaths, thumb breaths, by 10 thumb breaths, berum shalosh etzbaos, 10 by 10 by 3, uchis etzba bekarov, and another 1/9 of an etzba, hu shir achala, v'chein, mida shiesh b'sheva etzbaos, pachosh teish chiyos etzba, al sheva pachosh teish chiyos etzba, berum sheva etzba pachosh teish etzba, hu ha'omer b'chosh bot elohim rochav godel shel yad, a thumb's breath. He goes through all these technical measurements. Now let's take a look at the shach. Sif katan beis, arbim v'shalah, 43 beitzin and a fifth, kaminyin chala. Chala is gematria 43, so that's how you remember it's 43 eggs worth. Fine. Mishaber, shach sif katan gimel, nisbar b'tor orachayim, v'api osu ashir shiarti, hu shlosha quart. Pachot ma'at, v'chein nagu. Now, I don't know if that's our courts. I don't know. Okay, now, look at the Pisrei Tshuva. Pisrei Tshuva...
What does it mean, k'minyan chala?
It's gematria chala. The gematria of chala, lamed is 30, chesed 8. 38 plus 5 is 43. That's how you remember it's 43 eggs. It's gematria chala, 43 and a fifth eggs. Okay, very nice. Look at the Pisrei Tshuva over here. Now, hold on. Let's go quickly. In Orachayim Tof Nun Vav, okay, tells us also, 43 and a fifth average eggs. It's an Isaron. It tells us about doing the water trick. By us, he didn't tell us how to do it. Right? You have the two bowls, one with the water, and the water displacement, that's how you figure it out. Okay? Then he comes also to the 520 Egyptian dram. Fine. Now let's look at the Pisrei Tshuva. This is a very, very, very famous slach quoted by the Pisrei Tshuva. Piskei Tshuva, Shin Chav Dalet, Siv Katan Aleph. I am besefer tzlach apsachem daf kuf yudvav amabein. Shekosav. Shin is barer lo al pi hamidida. Shabbeitzos hametzuyos beinenu habbeitzos shleim eshelanu. Hu rakhati beitza mehabbeitzot shevem shiru haTorah. Our eggs are only half the size of the eggs that were used in giving the measurements of the Torah. ולכן ימאז יהיה שהמידה שמחזקת מהם גימל בעצם שלנו ייקח החלה בלא ברוכה. So if you have flour, 43 and a fifth eggs, he says, that's not the real shear. That's only half the shear. So I guess to be machmer, you should separate without a bracha. ייקח החלה בלא ברוכה. עד שיהיה double, כמידה פיבה בעצם. 86 eggs worth. שלנו, אז יברכו. And then you can make a bracha. Ukimduma shigamba hanhogos hagrozatzal ra'isi shekosav kein. So there's a very, very famous tzlach, no dibihuda, that says that the shiurim were cut in half. Now, in Hilchos Pesach, okay, we just discussed briefly Tof Nun Vav. At the end of the Seder, in Siman Tof Pevav, talks about how much matzah you have to eat. There, the Shulchan Aruch paskins shir kezayis yesh om davik kechatzi beitza. An olive is half of a beitza. Now we know that our olives are not half of our beitza. Okay, and he says the beitzim shrunk in half. So that's not like the zaysim shrunk by a fraction. I don't know. So he says it's a half a beitza. That seems to be shitas tosus. In the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph over there, he tells us the Rambam holds. This fits in definitely better with our Metzius, that a Kezayis is only a third of a Beitza. Now, I didn't study this Siman in depth today, but it's interesting that the Mechaber were passing like Tosus and not like the Rambam. The Rambam says that an olive is one third of an egg. So that's the whole discussion over here when it comes to how much matzah has to be eaten. And then in Tough Ayin Beis, which is Hilchos Arba Kosos, so there it tells us, Tough Ayin Beis Tes, we need Arba Kosos. You need to have a Revius. The Shulchan Aruch says Shir HaKos is Revius. How much is that? Mishabur tells us, look in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Koton Samichas. Look in Hilchos Kiddush. In Hilchos Kiddush, I discussed this at length. And over there, if you go to Reish Ayin Aleph Yud Gimel, there the Mechaber tells us that you need to drink from the Kiddush cup a Melo Lugmav, a cheekful, which is considered a rove revius. We hold a revius is, let's say, 3 to 4 ounces. So the Mishnah Berurah over there says a revius is a beitza vachetzi, 1.5 eggs worth. And then he says that some are very machmir when it comes to the shirim, and they hold, that's this tzlach quoted by our Piskei Tshuva, that the eggs are shrunk in half. And he says, "Nochon locho shadivrayem lekiddush leil Shabbos." When it comes to kiddush leil Shabbos, you should be machmir. And then over there, the bir alocha dibur maskel shel revius is all discussion about how the tzlach worked very hard, took all the measurements. We have measurements when it comes to memsah for a mikvah. We have measurements for the revius. We have measurements for challah. We have measurements for matzah. We have measurements. Everything is measurements. So the tzlach tried to figure out the measurements, and he concluded that the eggs have shrunk in half. Okay, based on the Rambam, based on the opinion of Rav Chisda and the Gemara, based on 40 sah for a mikveh, okay, then he concluded that we have a problem. Now, in the Shari Tshuva, over here in Tuf Pei Vav, so he wants to have a compromise. When it comes to mitzvahs d'oraisa, you have to be machmer and assume that the egg shrunk in half. When it comes to mitzvahs d'rabanan, then you don't have to make that assumption. Nowadays, mara is d'rabanan. Arba kosos are d'rabanan. Matzah is d'oraisa. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, well, Kiddush Friday night is d'oraisa. So you should be machmer. Now, which means that it's not just d'oraisa. Min haTorah, I don't have to drink a big revius of Kiddush. Min haTorah, I have to make Kiddush. If I make Kiddush without a cup at all, Magen Avraham says, I just daven Maariv Friday night, I'm yotzei the mitzvah min haTorah of Kiddush. But because Leil Kiddush, Leil Shabbos, D'oraisa, The Mishmar recommends usually using a larger revius than he does for Shabbos day when it's only derabbanan. Now, there's an amazing footnote in Rav Nevenzel's Mishnah Berurah over here in Reish, Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. Sif Katan Samiches. The Rav Nevenzel says that the grandson of the Mishnah Berurah said, the grandson of the Chafetz Chaim, either Rav Gershon Zaks or Rav Hillel Zaks, had said that he has the coast that the Chafetz Chaim made Kiddush on every Friday night. And it's not as big as the Mishnah Berurah writes. It does not, it's not the big share of the tzlach where you basically have to double the share. So then Rav Nevenzel said it must be that this tzlach is, even though the Mishnah Berurah recommends following that opinion, it must be it's not maker of dinah tzachumra. And wine, he says, are probably very expensive. And the Chafetz Chaim didn't have a lot of money. And therefore he went with Maker Adin, which is not like the Tzlach. Maker Adin, you don't have to go with these enormous measurements. Okay, now when it comes to nowadays, bottom line, in terms of weight, I didn't get the cups. I'll have to do that tomorrow. But in terms of the weight, so there are generally two shi'urim that are popular. There's what's called Reb Chaim Noah, and there's the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish's shi'urim are much larger than those of Reb Chaim Noah. So the Chalkas B'Yamin wants to say, until you have a shi'ur Chazon Ish, so 1.2 kilo separate without a bracha, but don't make a bracha until you have a shi'ur Chazon Ish of 2.25 kilo. However, Halicha Shlomo in Moadim Hilchas Pesach, Perek Zion, footnote 78, he says, in Rishon Zalman Arba's house, they did like Reb Chaim Noah. Reb Chaim Noah was Minig Yerushalayim, which was 1.2 kilo without a bracha, 1.66 kilo with a bracha. The Rishon Zalman in his own house was not Makbid on the Shir Chazon Ish not to make a bracha until you have 2.25. 1.66. Rebbetzin Orbach already was being mafrish chala with a bracha. If it's good enough for them, it is good enough for us. Now, if somebody was some hakpada or whatever, Chazon Ish, so there are others who definitely have such a hakpada. But, and I, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Yashiv went with the Shir of the Chazon Ish. So, Minig Yerushalayim was always like Reb Chaim Noah, the smaller shear. But then Rav Yashiv became the God of the Dor, and he lived in Yerushalayim, he had Talmid in Yerushalayim, and he had like Chazon Ish. I think that may have been what happened. But in Rishon Mazalman's own house, from 1.66 kilo, they were mafrish with a bracha. 1.2 kilo, mafrish without a bracha. How that translates to, again, really, even though the Shulchan Aruch brings down this 520 dram, which is a weight, really, this the Chazal give us a measurement of volume, not of weight, and we'll discuss that tomorrow when we get into Sif Bay. So that is Shin Chav Dalid Sif Aleph.